Okay, so we're holding on Memtes Amud Bey is the last line. We're in the middle of trying to figure out, we're going through four major methods that we use to learn one din from another. Hekesh, Gzeira Shava, Kalachomer, and Binyan Av. Mind you, by the way, we don't have Hekesh actually listed in the Yudgol Midas Shatur and Yudreshes Behem that we say every morning. One point is that Hekesh may be a part of Dovra Alam and Minyan, because that's essentially, in a sense, that's what Hekesh is that you have something, you have two things that are said back to back, and then you're learning from one to the other. It might also be part of Binyan Av Mishneh, Binyan Av because of Echad. Whatever the case, you have these four types of Limud. That you can use to learn one din from another. And we said, when it comes to Kodshin, uniquely, among other areas in Torah, you have rules. You can't always just use one of them on top of the other. In other areas of Torah, we said it's not a problem. You learn one thing from another with one of these methods, and then you can learn a third thing from the second, and a fourth from the third, and so on and so forth. You know, one example that the Gemara tells us in Psachim, for example, is how we know, okay, there it's more of a remez, but still, how we know that Bzikas Chametz is done with a candle. So you have over there, we learn Mitzia from another place where it says Mitzia, and Mitzia from Chippos, and Chippos from there, and so forth. So you have a whole chain of words from one play, in effect, a whole chain of Zeta Shavas, from which we learn ultimately that searching for Chometz has to be done with a candle. But it's not Kodshim, it's not a problem, but here we're dealing with Kodshim, so there are rules that you can't just do that willy-nilly. So we're working out, you have, because there are four methods over here, you have altogether 16 possible combinations of what's allowed and what's not allowed. So far, the Gemara had gone through one of them. Dovra Lamed Behekesh, we said Ein Chozer Malamed Behekesh. If you learn din B from A by a Hekesh, then you can't learn from B to C with another Hekesh when it comes to Kodshin. Okay, the Gemara continues. Dovra Lamed Behekesh, Chozer Malamed Bekavachoyver. If you learn one thing from another with a Hekesh, you can then learn from the second thing to a third thing with a Kavachoyver. We know that with the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, because of what Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said. We had previously on Daf Mem Mem Aleph, we had a discussion about the interplay between the Purim and Seirim of Yom Kippur and the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tzibur and the Seiri Avodis Kachavim, where we had over there, we made a kavachomer about we had a hekesh from the parakoy mashiach. Actually, we had from the hekesh from the parakoy mashiach to the seiri avodah zarah to learn that there were certain similarities between them. Both of them, the blood is brought into the heichal and sprinkled over there. Both of them have to be burnt afterwards, etc. And then in turn, Rabbi Shmuel had used that as the basis for a kavachomer to learn that the same dinim apply to the sprinklings of the korbanos of Yom Kippur. So we see that the thing was learned with a hekesh, and now from that we take and we're able to learn from that with kavachomer. Okay. Next, Dovra Alamed Behekesh, Maushi Alamed Bevinyan Av. If we learned one thing from another with a Hekesh, then can we now make a Binyan Av from that to something else? So Amar Rav Yirmiyah says the answer is that no. Because if it were the case, if you could do that, loy licht of tzafona ba'osham, then, like this we talked about in the previous sugya, that the Torah says that the osham has to be shefted in the same place as the ola and as the chatas, which means, therefore, that it has to be shefted in the north. Now, if it was possible to do a hekesh and then on top of that a binyan av, then it wouldn't have had to say it by the osham e at all. The tasim, a binyan av, mechatas, we could have learned it by a binyan av from a chatas. We would have said, just like a chatas is shefted in the north, so is an osham. And the chatas itself, we learn from a hekesh from the oila, because the pasuk says where the chatas is shechted, but where the oila is shechted, the chatas is shechted. The mai hilchsa kasve. So why did it write it separately by the osham? Lav lememer the davar lamed behekesh ein chozer lamed bevinyanav. It must be to tell us that that doesn't work when it comes to kodshin. Shittim Ukubetzis points out, actually, in the previous sugya, the Gemara had explained that it said it by the Osham in order to teach us that you can't do a hekesh on top of a hekesh. So therefore, so how are we now saying that it didn't have to say it over there, and we would have learned this point over there? So Chute from Quebec still says the fact is it didn't have to say it over there. It could have told us this concept that ain't heckish, Chozer, Malaman, Big Zeta, Shova. We could have learned ain't heckish after heckish, whatever. We could have learned from someplace else. Why does it say it? Dafka by the Osham must be to tell us that something that comes from a heckish, you can't then learn from a Binyan Av. So therefore, it can't say it by a Chattas, and then we're going to learn it from a Binyan Av to Osham, because that wouldn't work. The Chattas itself, we're only learning from a heckish from Ola. So therefore it needs to say it specifically by the Osham. Well, the Gemara says, "Vali taimech." Okay, but according to your svara, that you're saying that's the proof that you can't do it, is because otherwise you could have said it by the Chattas, and we would have learned by a Binyan Av by an Osham. You could argue the other way around. Kasi mi Binyan Av me'ola. You could say the other way. You could say it's fine. It didn't have to say it by the Osham, and we could have learned it a Binyan Av directly from an Ola, and that certainly wouldn't be a problem, because then you only have one. Then you only have one method of limud. my time alert also. You have to say, after all, why indeed did it not do that? Must be Mishum de Ikala Mifrach, because if you tried to make a Binyan Av can very easily be slugged up if you find a dissimilarity between them. So you would say, Mala Ola Shaken Kolo. You would say, after all, an Ola is completely burnt on a Mizbeach. Maybe because of that, the Torah is also Machmir on it and says it has to be in the north. Well, then, by the same logic, if you tried to learn it from a chattas, you would also shlug it up, because you would say a chattas and a chaper for things where a person is chayev karis. So it's not because, so the reason why it doesn't say, by chattas and leave it out by osham and learn it by a binyan ab is not necessarily because you can't learn a binyan ab on top of a hekish. It may just be because the binyan ab wouldn't work in the first place, because both an osham, because an ola and a chattas each have their unique features compared to another, unique chumras compared to a chattas. Okay, so the Gemara says chodem et chodel ayasya. Fine. Let's say, for example, we still could have tried to make a binyan ab. It wouldn't be a binyan ab mikosev echad. It would be a binyan ab mishneik surim. We wouldn't learn one from one of them. You're right. But taisi chodem itarti. But out of the three things over here, oilo, chattas, and osham, maybe it could have said, it could have left it out by one of them, and we would have learned one from the other two. Like this, it says by oilo, and it says by chattas, and it says by oilo. By chattas, we learn it from a hekesh from oilo. By osham, we also learn it from a hekesh from oilo. So thereby, again, because you can't, because otherwise you'd have a hekesh on top of a hekesh, or a hekesh on top of a binyan ab, and you can't do that. Or at least right now we're assuming you can't do a binyan ab on top of a hekdesh right now, Right now we're assuming you can't do that, but fine. Maybe we could still. We could have said, maybe let's say we could say a binyan ab, learn one of them from the other two, and that would show that you could do a binyan ab on top of a hekdesh. If it didn't do that, then maybe that shows indeed, like we're saying, that you can't do that. That doesn't work, and therefore the Torah does have to say it by all three of them. But the Gemara says, "Mehei Tesi." Which one do you want to leave out, and you're going to learn it from the other two by a binyan ab? Loi nichdar mana oila b'tesi mechatas. You're going to tell me it shouldn't have had to say by oila mechatas v'osham. You're going to tell me that it didn't have to say the tsofen by the oila, and we would have learned it from the chatas and the osham. Like this is the other way around. It says the word tsofen explicitly by the oila, and from that we learn to the chatas, and from that we learn to the osham. Here, in other words, the idea is, in other words, Tosfos says the pasuk should, on the face of it, the question is, the pasuk should have told us not by the ola at all. It would say it's softened by chattas and osham, and not say it by ola, and we'd learn it by binyan av from them. You can't do that. You can't do that. Malahanach shaken mechaperin. After all, both a chattas and an osham are mechaper for some kind of avera. And oila is mechaper. We learned in the first parak for a hiru avera, for a person failed to do a mitzvah saseh. But both a chattas and an osham are mechaper for loises. So therefore they could be stronger. So therefore you could argue they're stronger. You're going to say it didn't have to say by chattas, and we would have learned from oila and osham together. Can't. Malahanach shekein sforim, because the oila and the osham are always male animals, as opposed to a chattas. A regular person's chattas is always a female animal. So out of all the chatoris that are brought, some of them are dafka male animals. It's true, the parim and the sirim and israfim, parim and israfim, sirim and israfim, and the ones of Yom Kippur and all that are males, and so is the one of the king. But a regular person's chatas is a female. So therefore, so the chatas is not similar to both of them. You're telling me maybe it shouldn't have said by Oshem when we would have learned it from the other two, which was our original point. After all of those, the Ola and the Chatas, you have. There are Olas of the Tzibur, there are Chatois of the Tzibur. There's no Oshem of the Tzibur. Therefore, we're left with that. So the bottom line is we can't actually use a binyan av. If we tried to use a binyan av to learn the osham from the other two, or to learn any one of these from the other two, it wouldn't work. And the result is, therefore, we don't really know. Can you do a hekesh and then on top of it a binyan av? We're left with a suffix at this point. Because you could say maybe you can't, but maybe you could. And just in this particular case, there's no binyan av that we can make work. Tosfos further discusses what about you could have said by the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which are also Kodshei Kodshim, but Tosfos points out they have Zmanan Kavua. They have a fixed time. And again, the Chatos is, and again, you can't learn Chatos from it because the Chatos is many times female and the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are males, and an Oshem is again not a Korban of the Tzibur. So you couldn't have said it. By the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and learn from all the other ones either. And Tosfos goes on and discusses various angles on this about various other kinds of korbanos. What kind? What about regular shlomim? What about the sur? What about the sur and the shtaleach? Are there various other possibilities over here that we could have maybe used as a basis for a binyan av? And the Gemara doesn't take those up. Okay. So the bottom line is this particular one. So far we have as follows. So when you have a hekesh on top of a hekesh, that doesn't work. A kal v'chomer on top of a hekesh, that does work. A binyan av on top of a hekesh, that we have a suffix. So fine. So with a hekesh, so it's actually be said with a hekesh or with a Okay, so far, let's see. We had Dovah Alam Behekesh, Ein Chozer Alam Behekesh. We said you can't do that. What about a Hekesh to a Zera Shava? We said also not. Hekesh to Kavachoymer, we said that does work. And Hekesh to Binyan Av, that we said is a suffix. So far we've covered all four possibilities where the first step in the chain is a Hekesh. Now let's go to the four where the first step is Zera Shava. If you learned one thing from another with a Gzeira Shava, can you now learn from that to something else with a Hekesh? So Omar Papa.
So in other words, it was already used up?
No, not it was already used up, but we had a Gzeira Shava from one Kurban to another. Now we want to say, based on that, now that second Kurban, we have a Hekesh with it and another and a third Kurban in the same Pasuk. Does that allow us then to learn the Dinim from the first to the second by a Gzeira Shava and then from the second to the third by a Hekesh? Let's say, for example, we have a Gzeira Shava between a Chatas and an Oshem, let's say. If then we have another Pasuk that gives us a Hekesh between an Oshem and a Shlomim, let's say, can we now learn the same din would apply by the Shlomim? So I'm going to Papa. So the Papa says, I'll show you that you could. We find the Pasuk says, V'zoz Torah Zevach HaShlomim, remember? This is the law of the Zevach HaShlomim, and the Pasuk says, Imal Toida, if he's bringing it for a Korban Toida. So we see that there's a Hekesh between a Shlomim and a Toida. L'madn lo Toida Shabam in a Meiser. We learn from that Hekesh that a Toida is able to be brought from Meiser Sheni money. So if he had made a neder when he first said that he's going to bring a shlomim, he said that I'm going to bring it from Maisa Sheni money, then that would be valid. He's able now to use his Maisa Sheni money when he comes to a shlomim and use it to buy an animal for a korban shlomim. So we learn from the Hekesh that a toida, you can also do that. Now, mida ashtachan shlomim da also be maiser. The reason is, again, why does that work? Because the shlomim itself, we learn, is able to be brought from maiser sheni money. Now, shlomim gufayu manolon. Now, where do we know by the shlomim themselves that they can be brought from maiser sheni? Is from a gzera shava. Dichtiv shom, because you have a gzera shava on the word shom, by how grizim and how able was avachta shlomim ba achalta shom. So we see the word shom in connection with shlomim. And when it comes to maiser, when it comes to, when it comes to, when it comes to Meisker, then you have you eat Lashak and Shmoy Shom in the place there where Hashem decided that His name will rest. Then you eat Meisker Dugon Chatzilo Shchavit Zarecha. So from that Zera Shova, we learn that you can take Meisker Sheni money and use it to buy a Shlomim. So now we're saying that, so we have that Zera Shava, and then from there, we're doing a Hekesh to a Toda, and we're saying it works to be able to buy a Toda with Maisa Sheni money. So we see, says Rav Papa, that kind of thing works. But Amalei Mazutra Ve'ed Amori L'Ravina, Maisa Dogon, Cholim Ba'almo. The problem with that is, that Maisa Dogon is not Kodshim. We said at the beginning of the sugya that all of these rules about Lomed Min HaLomed applies only within Kodshim. Here, the beginning of that limud is from Maisa Sheni, which is Chulin. So you have a Gzeir Shava from Chulin to Kodshim, and then you have a Hekesh within Kodshim themselves. Who says that's a problem in the first place? So what kind of a proof is that? Omalei. So Papa answers him, Omar Omra, is what he said just that. Is he talking only about, did he say that it's only in, that it's only in this case? Lamed Kodesh, or Lamed Kodesh, Omar Omra, Lomed Kodesh and Malamed Kodesh. Did whoever say this concept that you can't do Lomed Min HaLomed, does it have by Kodeshim? Does it have to be that both the thing you're learning from and the thing you're learning to are both Kodesh? It does not. As long as you have one end of the Gzeir Shava is within Kodesh, then we can apply the rules that we're dealing with in our Sunnah. So in other words, says Rav Papa, I don't care about the fact that Maisa Dogon is Chulin. The fact is you're learning from it to Kodeshim. So you have one end of that Zeta Shava is in Kodshim. The other end, that, and then you have on top of that, you have the on top of that you have the one, and then on top of that you have a Hekesh. So therefore, so the rules of our sugya should apply that you can't do Lomed Min HaLomed, and if you could, then it means that this is one of those cases where you could do Lomed Min HaLomed. Rashi points out that now Mazutra still continues to disagree with that. Mazutra doesn't agree with that point. He says you have to go according to the Malamed. You have to look at where you're coming from. So the Gemara mentions in various places in Shas. We had it earlier in the Masechta. We're going to have it later. There's a couple of places where the Gemara says that exactly that. When we're learning Lamed Min HaLamed, do we go according to the Malamed or do we go according to the Lamed? That's going to depend on Rav Papa versus Mazutra over here. Rav Papa is going to say that as long as now in this particular case, in other words, Rav Papa is saying it works. But in other words, Mazutra would say that it doesn't work. The only reason it works is because you're learning from Maisa Dogon. The only reason is because one end of the Gzeir Shava is at Cholin. But had it been that both the Hekesh are all within Kodshim, then Mazutra would say that does not work and you can't do that. Whereas Papa says it doesn't matter. So it comes out then. So when it comes to Kodshim, if you learned from a Gzeir Shava, can you then learn from that to something else? With a Hekesh, according to the Papa, yes. According to Mazutra, not necessarily. Or maybe he's not saying explicitly no, but at least he's saying not necessarily. Because at least you have to go bust the Malamed as Linen. So then when the Malamed and the Lamed are in Kodshim, then not necessarily would it work. This is the Omar Omra over here. So again, Rashi is explaining, do you think the one who said it in both cases? Tosfos brings a couple of other answers, a couple of other explanations. One from the Rashbam, that Omar Omra means, do you really want to say that both of them have to be Kodesh? What makes you say that rule wouldn't work if one of them is Chol and the other is Kodesh? And then another gear says, Ami Omra, that Ami, or the name of a Chacham, said this, and you should know he said that you go according to, you go according to the Lamed and not according to the Malamed. And in this case over here, the Lamed is within Kodshim, and therefore we do have a double one. We do have a Gzeir Shava followed by a Hekesh, and we see it works. So therefore you see that it works in other areas of Kodshim as well.
Okay. Why does Rav Papa make you on something that's Deoraisa when we know that We've been Mayfield.
He's explaining over here that when we're dealing with this rule, how to figure out in what cases can we do lomen min alomen and in what cases not. Rapoppa is saying we have an example over here where we have an example over here of zeta shava followed by a hekesh. You're bothered by the fact that part of the you're saying that's not a proof because part of the zeta shava is outside kodshim. Doesn't matter, says Rapoppa. As far as I'm concerned, you go according to the lomid, you go according to the result, and therefore the result of that zeta shava is within kodshin, and therefore I don't care about the fact that the other end of it was outside of kodshin. Mazutra is saying I don't necessarily accept that, but Rapoppa is taking it as a given that that works. It's not a matter of being mayful or being how does the mechanism work.
But it's maybe number one, it's a unique case, so by applying it to a general case. He's mekil, obviously.
No, not necessarily. First of all, sometimes with all of these lemudim we're talking about over here, sometimes you wind up with a kula, sometimes you wind up with a chumra. Here, we got into all of this by discussing the point, how do we know that certain kodshim have to be shefted in the north, and that if not, then it's ma'akib. That's a chumra. But it doesn't matter. The point is that we know throughout the Torah, we can do as many lemudim as we want, one on top of the other, to do dinim, to learn dinim. When it comes to kodshim, we're saying there are restrictions within that, what we can learn and what we can't. Rapoppa is saying, in this case, this one works, and it doesn't matter that one end of it is outside of kodshim, because the point is that you see that there's a double libud within kodshim themselves. You see there's a gzeira shava that affects kodshim, and you see that there's a hekish on top of that which also affects kodshim. It's not a matter of kola or chomra. Okay. Next, the Gemara goes on. Dovra lamed b'gzeira shava, maushi lamed b'gzeira shava. So far we've covered them, so within gzeira shava. So far we said we're about a gzeira shava and a hekish. Now a gzeira shava, and then another gzeira shava. Will that work by kodshim? Omer Rami bar Chama. So Rami bar Chama says, yes, it will, and I'll show it to you from the following. Tanya, we learn in a braisa. Now you have like this. When a person brings a korban toida, he brings with it 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them are, there are 10 each of three types of matzah. They're called chalos, rikikin, and revucha. Chalos are thick loaves, rikikin are thin loaves, and revucha is where the oil was first fried and then baked. So you have those three, and then you have 10 more that are chametz. So Rami Machama says, Tanya, we learn in a braisa, when the pasuk says solus murbeches, the pasuk says solus, which is fine flour, which is murbeches, which has been fried, or actually, murbeches is not fried really. Murbeches is that they pour boiling water on it first before they knead it and make it into dough. So we see that the murbeches has to be made in l'man l'revucha shabas solus. We see from that that the revucha, the 10 loaves of bread that are revucha, where the flour is scalded first, that flour has to be solus, has to be fine flour. In Masechet Menachos, by the way, the Gemara explains what solus is. It's not, we usually think of flour as a very powdery stuff. From the Gemara, it comes out over there, from the Mishnah and Gemara in Menachos, it comes out that solus is actually more like what we would have as semolina or something. It's actually not milled down until it's powdery. Abba, the Mishnah says over there that powdery stuff is kemach, that's no good. It has to be, actually, the Mishnah describes over there the gizbar, the treasurer of the Bais Hamikdash, when he's checking a batch of solus to see if it's good for the Menachos, he sticks his hand in, and if any flour sticks to it, then you know that there's powder in there, and that's no good. You have to have just the semolina, the solus grade. In Pirkei Avos, you know, when you have the four different types of talmidim, and you have the one kind of enofa, you have the sieve shemitzias as a kemach, the keletas as a solus. It lets out the kemach and leaves behind the solus. That's exactly the same thing. It means, in other words, that all powder falls out of the sieve, and what's left is the solus, the coarser ground stuff. So that's considered the best quality. That's considered the best quality, and that's what the revucha is made out of. Chalos minayin. How do we know the same thing is true of the chalos? Tamad lema chalos. Therefore, the pasuk says. Therefore, we have a gzeira shava. No, tamad lema chalos. Chalos. So therefore, we have a gzeira shava. on the word chalos, where it says chalos both by the rebucha and by the regular chalos, the ones where the flour is not scalded. So there we have a zera shava. Rikikin minayin. How do we know the same thing applies to the rikikin, the thin wafers that they also are made from sirlis? Tamalem and matzos. You have another zera shava, that they're described as matzos. And the chalas are also described as chalas matzis. So there you have it. Gzeira shava from the revucha to the chalas, and another gzeira shava from the chalas to the rekikin, and we see that that works. However, omale Ravina, but Ravina says to Rami Bachoma, how does that approve? Mimai de matzis matzis mechalas gomer. How do you know that we're learning the second gzeira shava of matzis matzis? How do we know that the other end of the gzeira shava is by the chalas matzis? And then you're saying that we're learning from the revucha to the chalas matzis, and from them to the rekikin. Duma. How do you know? Maybe that Gzeira Shava of Matzos comes from a completely different area, comes from a completely different type of menachos, the ones that are baked in an oven. Where there also the Torah uses the word Rekike Matzos. And in that case, then it's not a Gzeira Shava on top of a Gzeira Shava. So then you have the Chalos are being learned from the Revucha, and the Rekikin are being learned from the Minchas Ma'afei Tanu. So then they're two completely different Zeta Shavas, not one on top of the other.
He's saying the source of the Zeta Shava
is different.
Is what counts?
Yeah, and what we're saying is like this. When we talk about a Gzeira Shava on top of a Gzeira Shava, we mean, let's say in this case, Rami Bachoma is saying, we know it says something by the Revucha. Now we're learning from that to the Chalos. And then in turn, we're learning from the Chalos with a different Gzeira Shava to the Rekikin. That would be a Gzeira Shava on top of a Gzeira Shava. Ravina is pointing out, no, these are actually not necessarily. These can be two completely different Gzeira Shavas. From the Revucha to the Chalos, yes, we're learning with one Gzeira Shava from the word Chalos. But the fact that the Rekikin, the wafers, the thin wafers that come with the Torah, the fact that those have to be Sirlis, we're not learning from a completely different place. We're learning from a Mincha that's baked in an oven, that's described in Parshas Vayikra. So therefore, in other words, so you have, fine, you're learning one type of bread with one kavachoymer, and you're learning a different type of bread with a completely different kavachoymer. It's not one on top of the other. The kavachoymer about the rekikin does not depend on the one from the chalos. It depends on it. It's its own independent thing. So it's not one zeta shava that depends on another. So that's the point.
No.
We don't have a problem having many different Gzeira Shavas. The problem is having, the question is, can we have, we're a certain din that we know only in case B, we know it only from a Gzeira Shava, can we now apply that with another Gzeira Shava to case C? Rami Bahama is saying that's what we have over here, because the only way we know that the chalos of the Torah have to be made of soilus is from a Gzeira Shava, and now in turn you're going to use that as a basis for a Gzeira Shava to apply to the Rekikin. What Ravina is saying is that no, you're not learning from the chalos to the Rekikin. You're learning from a completely different case to the Rekikin. So fine, you have one Gzeira Shava about the chalos and a completely different Gzeira Shava that's not dependent on that first one as far as the Rekikin. And that's not a problem. Nobody ever said there's a problem with that. So therefore, that's not a proof that you can have one Gzeira Shava that actually depends on another one. Ella Omar Rava. So Rava says, rather no. The answer is that yes, you can do a Gzeira Shava on top of another Gzeira Shava, but rather we're going to prove it in a different way. Tanya. We learn by the Par Koin Mashiach. The Pasuk says that Kubo Yupirshay. The Pasuk says that you have to take out, so the Pasuk describes, after he sprinkles the blood of the power, Kohen Mashiach, he sprinkles it inside the Heichel, and then he pours the Shirayim on the Yisod of the Mizdeach, he burns the Emurim, then the Pasuk says that they take out the rest of the body of the animal, Rekubo Yopirshoi, including also the Kishkis, and including also the waste that's in the Kishkis, Vahoitzi, and you take it out of, then you take it out of your shalayim or outside of machna or whatever, and you burn it over there. Malamed shemitzia shalim. From this we learn that it has to be taken out whole. You don't cut it up into pieces and then take it out. Because the loshen vahoitzi implies that you take it out all at one time. If you cut it up into pieces, then some pieces are going to be taken out ahead of others. But Yochu Yisufenu Sholem, the Braisa continues, you would think that you burn it complete as well. No, we have Gzeira Shavan, Nemakan Rosho Krov, Menemalahalan Rosho Krov. Here, by the power of Mashiach, it says that you have to burn everything, including the head and including the legs. And by the Ola, where when you bring a Korban Ola at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it also talks about that you burn the head and the legs on the on the Korban. Malahalan Ayidin Yituach. Now, with the Ola, you don't take up the animal whole onto the Mizbeach and burn it, you cut it up first. Afkan, I did it too, out the same way, by the power of Mashiach, before you burn it, you cut it up. Then the Braisa continues, and now we haven't yet gotten to the end of our proof yet, that you can have a Gzeira Shava on top of a Gzeira Shava. First, we have to work out exactly what we're learning over here, what the various Gzeira Shavas in question are, and then we'll see how one of them depends on the other. So the Braisa continues, E Malahalan behefshet akan nami behefshet. Well, in that case, by an oila, you have that has to be skinned first, as the pasuk says, behefshet as a oila. You skin the oila, v'nitach oisal on tzachera, and then you cut it up. So if you're telling me we're learning from the oila to the power of Kohen Gadol that it has to be cut up before you burn it, then maybe it should also mean it has to be skinned before you burn it. So Talmud Lama, v'kirbo yopirshoy, therefore the pasuk says, v'kirbo yopirshoy, it's kishkis and the waste that are in them. So they were my Talmud. How are you learning from that? Anything about the skin? So Omar Papa, it means Keshem Shapirshoy the Kirboy. It means that just like the waste is burnt inside the kishkis. Because what are you going to do? You're going to take it out first, and then you're going to burn it separately. That would be Dava Maguna. It would be a disgusting thing to be doing that. So it's one thing when you bring a korban in the Mishmikdash, you clean out the kishkis and you get rid of that. But here, where everything has to be burnt, it would be a gnai. It would Dava Maguna. Rashi says it would be a disgraceful thing to go and take out the waste from the animal's intestines and burn it separately. So therefore, it means it's burnt inside where it is inside the stomach. Well, then at the sore ba'oda, the same way we learn from that that the flesh of the korban is inside its skin. Now, then Rava continues. Okay, so far what we have, in other words, we have gzeira shava on the word b'kir bo yopirshoy, which teaches us that so we have two different gzeira shavas. We said over here we have one from Rosh Hashanah saying that you do have to cut up the power that you have to cut up the power coin bottle before you burn it. You take it out whole, but then you cut it up, but you don't skin it because of b'kir bo yopirshoy. V'tanya, and now we learn in a braisa, Rebbe Omer, Nemer Kan Ur Boser Operesh. When it comes to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, it uses the expression that they have to be burned outside the machna, and it says their skin and their flesh and their waste. V'nemer Lahalan Ur Boser Operesh, and then by the power of Kohen Mashiach, it says that same expression as well. So the Gzeira Shava teaches us, Malahalan Al Yidei Nituach, V'shaloi Behefshit, just like by the power of Kohen Mashiach. As we just established, it is cut up, which we learn from the Gzeira Shava from an Ola, but it's not skinned because of the Kirboy or Pirshoy. Afkan, the same way, by the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, Ayin Tuach B'Shalai Behefshet, is you cut them up, but you don't skin them. So here we have an example where you're learning from a Gzeira Shava and then another Gzeira Shava. We're doing a Gzeira Shava from the Ola to the power of Kohen Mashiach, and in turn we're learning from the power of Kohen Mashiach to the power of Sarah of Yom Kippur. So there you go, then you see that you can learn something with a Gzeira Shava from A to B, from an Ola to the power of Kohen Mashiach, and then from there another Gzeira Shava from B to C, which is from the power of Kohen Mashiach to the power and Sarah of Yom Kippur. So yes, that works. So even if we couldn't use Rami Bachama's example, we still have this example where we see such a thing works. Okay. Next, Dava Alamed B'Gzeira Shava, Ma'ushi Yilamed B'Kava Choymer. Now, if you learned one thing from another with a Gzeira Shava, can you now learn from the second thing to a third thing with a Kava Choymer? And the answer is that itself we can answer with a Kava Choymer. We would say as follows, Uma Hekesh Einim Alamed B'Hekesh. We said before that a hekesh cannot teach from a hekesh. Once you learn one thing from another with a hekesh, you cannot now.
It wasn't changed yet. Unless.
Just madoch a hekesh, which is weak, that she'enim alamed behekesh. You cannot learn, as we learned at the beginning of the sugya, if you learned one thing from another with a hekesh, you cannot now learn from that to something else with a hekesh. And we know that from the beginning of the sugya, imidir rova, imidir avina. Either we had rova's proof either we had Robert's or Ravina's proofs about that. Ravina's proof from the fact that the Torah makes a hekesh between an osham and separately with a chatas and an ola, we didn't just say a hekesh between a chatas, between an osham and a chatas, because the chatas itself is learnt from the ola, and that would be a hekesh on top of another hekesh, and it doesn't work. That was Ravina's proof that such a thing doesn't work. And then we have Rava's proof from something that says by the par koyin mashiach, where it says kasha yuram misho zevach hashlamim, because we need to be able to learn from that to the par helam davashol tzibur, and in turn to the seira. And again, that would be a hekesh on top of a hekesh, and we can't do that. So it was clear from the beginning of the sugya that we can't do that. We can't learn one hekesh that depends on another hekesh. But yet, melamed b'kav v'chayim b'detanin zvei Rabbi Shmuel. Yet, as we said at the top of the previous amud, we can, when we have one thing learned from another with a hekesh, we can then learn from the second thing to a third thing using a kavachomer. And we know that because of what Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel had said about learning the korbanos of Yom Kippur from the par helam from the Seiri Avodah Zarah, which in turn are learned from the par helam davar shel tzibur by a hekesh. So then, Zeta Shavah, Malamedes Behekesh, Midida Papa. Well, on Omer Aleph, we said that if you had a Hekesh, and now you want to have a Zeta Shavah on top of that, we said that that does work based on what the Papa told us, or the other way around. We had a Zeta Shavah, which is stronger than a Hekesh. A Zeta Shavah, we said you can have a Zeta Shavah from one thing to another, and then learn a Hekesh on top of that. You can learn a hekesh from the third thing to the second, as Rav Papa had said on Amud Aleph about Maisa Sheni and Shlomim and Toda, Ein Adin Shetalamed B'Kavachoymer. How much more so that it should be possible to learn something with a Gzeira Shava and then learn from the second thing to a third thing with a Kavachoymer. So therefore, that would work. However, the Gemara says, we said on Amud Aleph that Mazutra does not necessarily agree with that. So, Honichal Amanda Isle did Rav Papa. Well, then that works according to the opinion that says, Now remember, when we dealt with Rav Papa's concept on Amud Aleph, we were talking about a Gzeira Shava, where one end of that Gzeira Shava was not yet in Kodshim, it was in Maisa Sheni, which is Cholin. So if you hold like Rav Papa that we don't care about that, and we focus on the fact that the Gzeira Shava results in teaching us something about Kodshim, that we go according to the Lamed, not according to the Malamed, well then good. Then that shows the same that we can use the Kavachoymer that we just said to say the same thing that if we did a Gzeira Shava, we should then be able to do a Kavachoymer based on the thing that we learned with the Gzeira Shava. Elalaman the less they did a Papa, but Mazutra, who disagrees with her Papa, and says that's not a proof, because over there, one part of the Gzeira Shava is outside Kodshim, Maikalamemer, then what are you gonna say? So then we can't do our Kavachoymer. So the Gemara says, fine, Ela Kavachoymer. However, we can make a different Kavachoymer to make this work. Let's start with the same thing. A hekesh cannot be used as a basis for another hekesh. And again, either because as Rava or Ravina explain that we have proofs that doesn't work. Nevertheless, malamed b'kavachoymer mitonin v'ed abishmol. And yet, it works to do a hekesh, and then based on the hekesh, do a kavachoymer, as tonin v'ed abishmol said about the various potim and asirim and asrafim. So then, we can make a different gzera shava. Now, Gzeira Shava, we just said that Gzeira Shava, you are able to learn with another Gzeira Shava, because mid Rami Bachama, as we learned from Rami Bachama's point about the various types of bread with the carbon toyota. Now, to be sure, the Gemara had slugged up Rami Bachama, that maybe not, because we might be doing a different Zeta Shava after all, but the Birkas HaZevach explains that fine. Nevertheless, after Rava explained that we have a different source to say that a Zeta Shava can teach us another Zeta Shava, then we would rather say that is in fact we were learning about the Chalas and Rikikin and Ravucha, rather than have to resort to a whole different, the only reason that Rava had said maybe we have to resort to a whole different Kavachomer is because he didn't know yet that a Zeta Shava can then be used as the basis for another Zeta Shava. Now that Rava proved from the case of the Purim and Israel from Asurim and Israfim that you could, because we said we learn how exactly they're burnt, that they're not skinned, but they are cut up. And we learn that by two Gzeiras, by two Gzeiras Shavas, one Gzeira Shava, and then another one, which in turn learns from that. Then once we do that, then we can go back to Rami Bachama's proof and say there also we're doing a Gzeira Shava that depends on another Gzeira Shava. So now, Ein Adin, Shetalamed B'Kavachomer, how much more so it should be able to teach us with a Kavachomer? So yes, that does work then, to have a, uh, have a Gzeira Shava, and then use a Kava Choymer that comes from that Gzeira Shava, that kind of thing will work. So now we've gone through, okay, so now the last one, Dovah Alamed Gzeira Shava, Mawashi Yilamed Bivinyin Av, last possibility with Gzeira Shava, if you learn from one thing to another with Gzeira Shava, can we then learn from that with a Binyin Av? And the Gemara says, Teku, that one we're going to have to leave unanswered. We have to realize, you know, when the Gemara was being compiled, they probably brought up all 16 of these things one after the other. Whichever ones the Chachamim could give an answer to, then they gave an answer in the Beis Medrash. Rava would give an answer, Ravina would give an answer, Rami Bachama would give an answer, and the Gemara would discuss it back and forth and eventually say, fine, this answer works or it doesn't work as the case may be. Anything that was left unanswered, anything where the Amoraim were not able to bring an answer, eventually the Rabbanim Sivaroi, when they completed the final editorial, the final editorial changes to the Gemara, they would have put in, listen, you know what, nobody in all these centuries has come up with an answer, so teku. Okay, so now we've gone through all the four possibilities starting with Hekish and the four possibilities starting with Zeira Shava. Now let's go through the four, starting with Kava Chomer. Dovra Alamed B'Kava Chomer, Ma'ushi Alamed B'Hekesh. If we learn one din from another in Kodshim with a Kava Chomer, can we then learn from the second one to a third thing with a Hekesh? And the answer is, again, Kava Chomer. We can answer that we could do that based on a Kava Chomer, like we said before. Uma Gzeira Shava She'en Lameda B'Hekesha, a Gzeira Shava. When we learn something from a hekesh, we cannot then learn from the second thing with a gzeira shava, midir Rabbi Yochanan, and we know that because Rabbi Yochanan had said, because that's why we said earlier that's why it has to say suffering by the osham specifically, rather than learning it by a gzeira shava from chatas. So we see, and the reason why we can't do that is because the chatas itself, we're only learning by a hekesh, and then we can't now learn from that by a gzeira shava to osham. And yet Melamed Behekish, if you have a Gzeira Shava, you can then learn from that something else for the Hekish, Midir Papa, based on what Rapapa said on Amud Aleph. So in other words, so you can't learn a Hekish and then a Gzeira Shava, but you can learn a Gzeira Shava and then a Hekish. So now we can use that as a basis for a Kava Chomer. A Kava Chomer, which is able to be used on top of a Hekesh, and we know that Midatonet Veda Bishmal, because of what Tonet Veda Bishmal said about learning the Purim and Yisrafim from one another, as far as the Dinim that we learn from one to the other, Ein Adin Shei Lamed Behekesh, how much more so that if you have a Kava Chomer, you should be able to use that as a basis for a Hekesh. Again, the Gemara asks, "Nichol man de Islay de Rapapa." That works only according to whoever holds, like Rapapa, that Rapapa's proof about using a Gzeira Shava and then a Hekesh was that we don't care that one end of the Gzeira Shava is outside Kodshim, as long as the other end, as long as the Lomid, what we're learning, is in Kodshim. So then, and he said that there, so we see that he said that you can do that, so that it's valid to then do a Hekesh on top of that. So then that works. So then we have this Kava Chomer. Elul Amanda Lester did a Papa, but Mazutra, where we said he doesn't agree with her Papa, Ma'ikal Memra, then what are you going to say according to him? And the Gemara says, you're right, according to him, Teku, according to him, it will be left as a suffix. Whether we can learn such a thing. Next, Dovra Alamed B'Kava Chomer, Ma'ushi Yilamed B'Gzeira Shava. If we learn one din from another with a Kava Chomer, can we learn from it to another thing with a Gzeira Shava? And again, the Gemara says Kava Chomer. Again, we're going to show a Kava Chomer that would work. If you have a hekish, you cannot then go based on the hekish and learn a gzeira shava, midir Rabbi Yochanan, based on what Rabbi Yochanan had said before about the osham and suffering. And yet, melamed gzeira shava, and yet a gzeira shava can work on top of it, depending on another gzeira shava, midir Rami Bachama, based on Rami Bachama's thing about the chalos and the matzos and all of that. Kava Chomer, Halomid behekish, well then a Kava Chomer, which is stronger, whereas we just established you could have something that you learned with a hekish and then learned from it something else with a Kava Chomer, midatonet veda bishmal, as we know from tonet veda bishmal about the hekish between the korbanos and then a Kava Chomer from that to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, ain't a din she lamed b'gzeira shava. How much more so that you could, that it could in fact teach with Xeta Shava as well. So the answer is that yes, if you learned one thing from another with a Kava Flamer, you could now learn from the second thing to a third thing using the Xeta Shava. Okay. Another one, Dover Alamed B'Kavachomer, Maushi Alamed B'Kavachomer. If you learned Din B from A with a Kavachomer, can you then learn C from B with a Kavachomer? Now, the Birkas HaZevach brings up a simple question. Well, if we could do that, then why don't we just say straight from A to C? Why are we going through B in the first place? Just say, if you're learning that B is stronger than A, and therefore you're going to make a Kav HaChomer, so then, and you're saying C is stronger than B and make another Kav HaChomer, then just make straight from A to C. A couple of them, the Tzoyin Kodshim and the Ponim Iris, and a couple of others bring up various scenarios where you could have such a thing. There is actually, the Tzoyin Kodshim refers to a Tosfos in the previous Perek, where we were dealing with this whole matter of Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel about the Kav HaChomer between the different Korbanos over there and the Hekish between the different Korbanos, where we had Tosfos that explained a piece of Gemara over there to say that you could have an example of a Kav HaChomer that you can then learn from it with another Kav HaChomer, where it's not, they're different types of Chomeris. They're different, so it's not that you can say directly from A to C, but you can still have, there's a difference between them, but nevertheless you still have one Kav HaChomer and a different Kav HaChomer that you could do that. And then he goes on to say, for example, you have a din involving the halachas of the Korban Pesach as far as shechting it on behalf of those who could eat it and those who couldn't, but you have certain unique dinim over there that apply in each area, and it is possible to make a Kav HaChomer on top of a Kav, it is possible to construct a Kav HaChomer on top of a Kav HaChomer with the third one not really being more chomer than the first one, because they're two different unrelated chomers, basically. So in short, such things can be made to work, and therefore, so that would be what the Gemara is asking over here: would such a thing work? Are you allowed to do that? So here the Tzoyin Kodshim says, for example, we know that if a person has in mind a different owner when it comes to shechting the Korban Pesach, then it's possible. Would we say, and if he does the Zrika also by Shinei Bailim, so if he shechts with the wrong owner in mind, then he's not possible l'shchita. But if he does the Zrika with the wrong owner in mind, then he would. So now, what about l'shem oichlin, which passels by shchita? How much more so it should pass by Zrika, and then in turn we're going to try to make another Kav HaChomer. We're going to try to make another Kav HaChomer from that about Zrika. About Zrika and Kabbalah, where again, you can't say there's no direct connection between the Chumrah of one and the Chumrah of the other, but nevertheless they're two different unrelated Chumras. Anyway, so that's the question. So if you have one thing you learn from another with a Kav HaChomer, can you then learn a third thing from the second with a Kav HaChomer? So again, the Gemara says Kav HaChomer, so here you can make a Kav HaChomer again to show that you could. We said that if you learn one thing with a Hekish, you cannot then learn from that to another thing with a Xeta Shava, and we know because of what Rabbi Yochanan said about the Osham. Nevertheless, the Melamed B'Kav HaChomer. Nevertheless, as we've established, if you learn something with a Hekish, with a Xeta Shava, you can learn something else. You can learn something else from it with a Kav HaChomer. Kidan Moron, as we said before, which in turn was based on a Kav HaChomer. Kav HaChomer, Alamed B'Hekish. Well then, when you have a Hekish, and you're able to then use a Kav HaChomer, Mida Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel, based on what Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Ein Adin Shi Lamed B'Kav HaChomer. How much more so we should be able to learn a Kav HaChomer on top of another Kav HaChomer. And the Gemara says, Zeru Kav HaChomer, Ben Kav HaChomer. So therefore, in effect, what we have is a Kav HaChomer that descended from another Kav HaChomer. We learned the idea that you could learn that you can learn Xeta Shava and then learn from that to something else with a Kav HaChomer, that itself we learned from a Kav HaChomer. And now we're using that as a basis for another Kav HaChomer to say that it works to do a Kav HaChomer on top of another Kav HaChomer. So you want to ask, wait, it's not Ben Kav HaChomer. It's really a grandson of a Kav HaChomer because there are three Kav HaChomers over here. You have the Kav HaChomer that we're using to say that we're saying like this. You have a Gzeira Shava can then be used as a basis for a Kavachoymer, and then from that we're making a Kavachoymer that works to also do a Rashi says Ben Menasha Kavachoymer, who Shafila Hoyula made in Oisim, Idavashulamanu, I did Kavachoymer, even if we had learned it from something which was itself not learned from a Kavachoymer, Hoyatsma, then Kavachoymer, it itself would be a son, would be a descendant of a Kavachoymer. Shari Kavachoymer, on the made in Oisim, to begin with, we learned it with a Kavachoymer, Kidamar and Leva, Kavachoymer, Magzera Shava, we said Madaf Gzera Shava, which is weaker that you can't do, that you can't do it on top of a hekesh, but yet you can do a kavachomer on top of a hekesh. Achshav sha'af zera shava shanim made in menu l'dosha b'torah. Now the zera shava itself that we're learning, and we want to darshan from it in the Torah. How do we know, b'chlal, that we're able to use this Zeta Shava on top of a Kavachomer is itself from a Kavachomer? Nimtza shata maybe midas Kavachomer b'torah mekoyach shnei kalim b'chamurim. So you're saying that the Kavachomer works in this context based on two Kavachomers. B'havale b'noi shal Kavachomer or ben b'noi shal Kavachomer. The Duma Kulahai less than the Melech HaMezel, maybe at least in Chodshim, we can't go to that extent. So how can you say it's a Kavachomer, B'noi Shal Kavachomer, and that's fine? This is really a grandson of a Kavachomer. We have a whole chain of Kavachomers over here that we're doing. So maybe that doesn't work. Ella, no. We're going to use a different Kavachomer, which doesn't require us to start with one to start with an assumption that we already made with a Kavachomer. Well, ma hekesh she'enim ala she'enim lomid behekesh. Ma docha hekesh, which is weaker, because you can't learn a hekesh and then another hekesh based on that. Imid Rabbeinu, as Rava or Rabbeinu had said at the beginning of the Sugya. Melamed b'Kavachomer, and yet if you learn something with a hekesh, you can learn with a Kavachomer. Mid etonet veda bishmol. Kavachomer, halomed mehekesh. Well, then a kavachomer, which is stronger, because you are able to learn it on top of a hekesh, midatonet v'edav ishmal, from that same thing, what tonet v'edav ishmal said. Ein adin, shiyilamed b'kavachomer noisav. How much more so that we can use a kavachomer on top of another kavachomer? V'zehu, kavachomer, ben kavachomer, that is indeed a kavachomer, the son of a kavachomer, not the grandson of one, meaning that now you only have a chain of two kavachomers, and that's fine, so therefore we see that that kind of thing would work. So the answer is that yes, if you have a Kavachomer, and then you want to learn from that, with a different Kavachomer in Kodeshim, that will work. They often use, by the way, in later Sfarim of Rishonim and Achronim, sometimes they use the word Kavachomer, Ben Benoish or Kavachomer, to mean like a really ironclad Kavachomer, but here the Gemara seems to be saying the other way around. Here in the context, the Gemara is using it as the other way around. Kavachomer, Ben Benoish or Kavachomer might actually be weaker. It might be something that's too, it's good, it's taking things too far to be able to learn it. It's not the only example where we have an expression in Shas that ends up being used almost in the opposite sense that it was originally. Another example of it is you have an expression, the Gemara has an expression, I think, in Megillah or Moed Katan or something, where Talmud Chacham, who knew a lot of Mishnayos and Braisos and everything, passed away, but he didn't know Gemara, he didn't know Talmud, the way to analyze it. So they were thinking, what kind of a hesped should we say for him? Should we say that he was Tzanad the Moli Sifri, that he was a basket full of books, like all he has is the basic knowledge, but he doesn't know how to analyze it? But nowadays, they use Tzana de Moli Sifri as a compliment to a great Talmud Chacham who knows tremendous amounts of Torah. There are examples of that, where we have something that where the Gemara uses an expression in a certain way, and in later times they ended up using it almost in the exact opposite sense. Okay, so we've gone through at this point most of the combinations, and we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and we'll go through the rest of the possible combinations. At this point, actually, we've been through all the combinations involving where we start out with a hekesh. We went through all the ones where we started with a gzeira shava. We've been so far through three of the four starting with a kavachomer. We have to do the fourth one, kavachomer to binyan ab, and then we have to do the four beginning with binyan ab. What's going to be the deal with those? So that the Gemara will continue tomorrow, guys.